Time now for the Supercharged Speed Quiz, where each week I find out as much as I can about our guests' health and wellness habits before the clock winds down. And this week, it's Olympian and author David Gillick on the line. David, first of all, congratulations on your most recent book, the memoir, The Race. I think it's quite a fitting name, The Race, considering the Irish team were in a race against time to get that third goal. Were you watching it?
I was, yeah. Oh my God, unbelievable. What a week.
I know.
You know, from Thursday, I was at the match in the Aviva on Thursday. Yeah. And the atmosphere, and you know, I got to be honest, like, I brought Oscar, my nine-year-old, in with me, and part of the reason was do you want to see Ronaldo? See Ronaldo play, and then 45 minutes, he's gone. But what an atmosphere in the Aviva, and it just set up today, you know. And then even today, you're kind of going, like, the first few minutes, very shaky start. You go 1-0 down, but credit to the team to come back and then come back again, and then, like, Troy Parrott and that, just, you know what it is.
He's solidified his legendary status now, I think, for everybody after those performances in the last few days, two of them together. But it's wonderful because I was saying it earlier on, like, it lifts everybody.
Oh, like, unreal. You know, and even you could sense it over the last couple of days, like Friday, Saturday, that was a bit of a shift. There was now a bit of belief. And even yesterday we had, like, the rugby, had the women's basketball team, like, all of that. It just suddenly, there's a great interest in sport, you know. People just really get behind it. And it looked like it was all doom and gloom, you know, until a minute to go and just that long ball in. And suddenly now, I know we have the playoffs to come, but I think we're all heading to America.
But you know what? And it's wonderful you mentioned about bringing Oscar. Like, these are memories that you will talk about for decades to come. You'll relive those moments. Where were you when?
Yeah.
And, you know, Oscar and you can be like, oh, yeah, no, we watched Ronaldo get sent off. But you'll never forget it.
You'll never forget. And that's what it's all about. I remember, like, I was about 7, vaguely remember Italia 90 and then USA 94, you know. And even this morning, I brought my daughter down to football this morning, and, like, there's a bit of a buzz and people are talking about the match and, you know, little girls wearing the Irish colours and stuff like that. And that's what it's all about, you know. It's all about inspiring the next generation. And I think, you know, and also I think sometimes with, you know, the way soccer's been over the last couple of years, maybe kids kind of went into GA or went into rugby or went into other sports, and now they've something kind of, all sports need heroes, you know. We've definitely got Troy Parrott up there and a whole host of others as well.
I know, and there'll be 17, 18-year-old men walking around in their jerseys, I can assure you, as well, for the next few days. They'll be sleeping in them, they won't be taking them off, they'll be spraying the deodorant under the arms, they'll be going again. And more power to them, because everybody deserves to celebrate these kind of moments, because we have enough down moments and atrocities in the world, so these are the moments that we should be clinging on to as well. Now, what I'm clinging on to is the answers that you're going to give me, because in the Supercharged Speed Quiz, all of our contestants, you know, I have to remind them, it's a speed quiz. But you, being the Olympian that you are and speed being your thing, I'm sure you're going to have absolutely no problem speeding through all of these answers. So are you ready to go?
Hopefully there's no hurdles in here.
We'll have to wait and see. We'll keep it a surprise. Okay, are you ready to go?
Let's go.
Okay, let's crack on. Okay, David Gillick, what is your healthiest habit?
Probably running.
Okay, what is your least healthy habit?
Oh, I do like binging on crisps.
What's the crisp of choice?
Do you know what? I'm a savoury person. So probably the worst thing is the share packets that I don't share.
Well, you're sharing them with yourself. So, you know, that's okay. What's the flavour?
Well, last night I had kind of a chilli flavour. It was nice.
Okay. Here's me now slowing you down and said I should be speeding you up.
I know.
What's your favourite exercise and why?
Do you know what? I just love being outdoors.
Okay.
So I prefer being outdoor than indoors. Mm-hmm. So whether that's running, cycling, or even just going out with the kids, you know, just outdoors, I think is great.
Yeah. Gym or swim then?
Gym or swim? I go to gym.
Okay. You're like, you like outdoors for most things. See, I'm like you. I won't even take a cold shower. Are you a night owl or an early riser?
Early riser.
Okay. Do you meditate?
I have done, yes.
Was it a regular feature in your life?
It was. It was, yeah. I probably don't do it as much as I used to, but it is something that I would like to get more into.
Well, you've just said it to the nation now, so you already have one of your New Year's resolutions for 2026. How do you relax?
I've started because of my kids, of reading again.
Yeah. so important. It is. You can just immerse yourself in a book and just get lost in it. I love that.
A good book.
Yeah, exactly. What's always in your medicine cabinet?
That is a good question.
I know.
Oh my God. What? I don't know. I don't know.
Plasters for your feet because you're always running.
Plasters. Blister pads for my feet.
Blister pads. Okay, we'll go. If you had one superpower for a day, what would it be?
For a day? I'd love to fly. Just like be able to fly. But what? can I just say one thing? Actually, you're talking about medicine and stuff like that. I got my eyes lasered this year.
Yeah. Okay? Oh.
Yeah. And if I can, shout out to Wellington Eye Clinic. But I got my eyes lasered and game changer. So I think a superpower, I don't wear contacts anymore, and just the clarity and the vibrancy of what I see is amazing. So,
see, there you go. It's a new lease of life. Yeah. Well, what?
It is.
Let's jump to these because I love these ones. What makes you stressed?
What makes me stressed?
You're stressing me out like, now. Come on, speed up.
Financials. I think financials, money sometimes stresses me out.
I think you're not alone there. What makes you calm?
I think when I run, I'm calm.
Love that. What makes you laugh?
And my kids make me laugh.
And what makes you happy?
I think just being centered, you know, just being present with the people around you, I think makes me content and happy.
I love that. Well, David Gaelic, thank you so much. You turned into a bit of an endurance athlete there for a while, instead of a sprint athlete, but the answers, but we sped up towards the end, so that was okay.
You got it back on track.
We did. We got it back on track. You hit a bit of a PB there at the end, so fair play to you. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to give us a little bit of an insight into your health and wellness habits. The very best of luck at everything. I know you have a packed schedule as per usual, and hopefully we'll get to chat with you again on Supercharged.